Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
We're now joined by our resident boffin, Dr. Cole. Very good morning, Doctor.
Dr. Chad, lovely to be with you again.
So let's just kick straight off with it. We see photos around the world that shows the water levels in harbours being much the same over a century or more. So what does this mean to us? Because we hear about global warming, but we see these markers. Does it mean that the ocean level is not, in fact, rising?
No, no. The people who are posting these photos are deliberately lying. Yes, the photos are a century or so apart. And when they're looking at a structure like a fort in a harbour that's built on stone or some other fixed structure, they show that the water is indeed at the same height. However, you and I both know that most places in the world have a thing called a tide.
Uh-huh.
The tide varies from zero in Tahiti. Did you know, Chad, that there's zero tide in Tahiti?
That must be amazing.
Yeah. All the way up to about 12 meters of tide.
Sure.
And so depending on when you take the photo, you can actually have the water level less than it was, depending on whether you're choosing to take it at high tide or low tide. But the straight truth is that it has been measured both locally and from satellites for a long time, that on average around the world, the ocean levels are rising at about 6 millionths of a meter per day, or about 4 inches since 1993, if you want to mix your units. But it varies. Depending on where you are at the world, you can have all sorts of weird local interacting effects. So you can have the local ground is sinking, and that's what's happening in Jakarta, because they're taking out so much underground water for drinking that the city is sinking into the ocean, and they're having to build another capital city, or ocean currents, or variations in land height, or whether the land itself is still rebounding from the compressive weight of the glaciers in the last ice age.
Absolutely.
But if you measure around the world, you'll find that on average, the ocean level is rising at 9 millionths of a meter a day. In Sydney Harbour, it's rising at two microns per day. And by the way, all of the ships in the ocean, all 2 million tons of them, they lift the ocean level up by 6 microns. So if you take all of these ships in the ocean out, after 18 hours, the ocean will be back where it came from, started off due to the extra heating and the extra water coming in.
Wow. Moving on, because that was very fascinating, but I love yogurt, kimchi, kombucha. And studies may show that this could reduce inflammatory markers in the bloodstream and boost both the biodiversity of bacteria in the gut and the immune responses. What are your thoughts on this? Because I love those products and I do think they help.
Do you make your own kombucha?
I wish I had the time, Doc.
We used to make it. Then we gave up. Now I think now I'm feeling like I should go back to it. So the first thing to realize is that there's a few good foods like fruit and vegetables. And then you dive in again and you find that high fiber foods are good for your diet, right? But then also it turns out that fermented foods are also good for your diet. And one thing they do is they increase... Now, I'm going to use a fancy phrase here, Dr. Chad, microbiome diversity in the gut. Well, just a bit of background here. You, Chad, have about 37 trillion Chad cells that came from your parents. And you have been invaded and carry an extra 40 trillion more. You carry 40 trillion cells of bacteria, mostly on your skin and on your surfaces, and about 200 or 300 grams in your gut. And these bacteria are essential for your good living. They digest the food and find more good things in the food that your gut cannot digest. So, for example, they create your free fatty acids. They get you extra nutrition out of high fiber foods. And having good microbial diversity seems to be a factor in living longer. The other thing that the fermented foods do is they improve the strength of your immune response if you're being attacked by something. But then they've got another thing. Now, have you heard of the thing called chronic non-infective diseases?
I haven't.
No, there's more and more of it happening around the world. Diseases such as diabetes or inflammatory diseases of the gut. So they're called non-communicable chronic diseases. So it's not infective. And they're just increasing like crazy. And the latest research shows that having fermented foods in your diet reduces these. Our diet changes a lot. So there's been various studies done, like Japanese people who lived in Hawaii and then went back to Japan and then had the Japanese diet, or vice versa, people in Japan who had the Japanese diet and then moved to live with their relatives in Hawaii. In each case, they picked up different risks. So when they went back to Japan, they suddenly picked up the lower risk rate of having Japanese food. When they moved to Hawaii, they started picking up the higher risk rate of American-type foods. And the same with African-American type people, depending on where they're living and therefore what they're eating, they pick up the risk of either the local food in Africa, which is lower, or the local food in America, which is higher.
Dr. Cole, as always, thank you so much. I learned a lot. We now know that people are faking these pictures to try to claim that there isn't global warming. But most importantly, eat fermented foods, yogurt, kimchi, and kombucha. If anybody out there has a starter for kombucha, let me know. Dr. Cole, we look forward to hearing from you again next week.
And I'm so happy that you're starting on kombucha. And now you've inspired me to do it as well.
That was Dr. Cole, our resident boffin.